Hello, Black Healing Matters family. What's happening with you? This is Danielle here at the Black Healing Matters podcast, where we offer you ideas to hopefully move you one step closer to your healing. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope you are having a fantastic Tuesday, getting your week started off the right way. And as you know, every Tuesday here, we celebrate by getting into some nice, silky, rich and lovely, dark and lovely African history. And today we are continuing. I guess this is like a little mini series of African queens, powerful African queens and warriors that are many times unknown. Last week, if you didn't get to hear that episode with Ya Asantewe of, I believe, the Ashanti tribe, she is a true powerhouse. You should definitely go back to last Tuesday's episode of Know That History Tuesday and check out Ya Asantewe. Truly a beast. Like, she's a warrior for real. And we got another one coming up for you today. Today, we're talking about the queen. And of course, warrior by the name of Aminatu. Now, Aminatu, or also known as Amina, was the queen of Zaria, also known as Zazu. So Zaria, Zazu, I think Zazu is the French name, I believe. So we're going to call it Zaria. Now, of course, this was during the 15th century. So it's quite a while ago, excuse me, in Nigeria, in what is presently known as Nigeria. So a little bit about Queen Aminatu. She's commonly known as Amina. She was a great Hausa warrior who later became the queen of Zaria as a great granddaughter of King Sarkin. Amina was the apparent heir of the throne after Bakwa of Turunku, the king's wife and Amina's mother. Contrary to how her mother used to rule the kingdom of Zaria, Amina chose to be a warrior and eventually became one of the greatest warriors of the Zaria kingdom. And when her mother died, the kingdom was passed to Karama, which was her youngest, the queen's younger brother. So the mother's younger brother, who ruled for 10 years. And then Amina, after Karama's death, became the queen of Zaria, also known again as Zazu. Now, this is where it gets interesting, y'all. This woman was amazing, okay? She ruled for 34 years and continued to be an active warrior until her death. She was, again, a warrior for over 30 years. A female warrior for over 30 years until her death. History has it that she conducted her first military expedition just 3 months after she stepped into power. This, in turn, helped her to hold her power into place for another 34 years, which, again, saw her expand the Zaria kingdom into one of the greatest domains of that time. But her main focus was not entirely based on annexing lands from her neighboring communities. Instead, she fought hard to grant the Hausa traders of that time a safe passage through the kingdoms. She is also acclaimed for being the ruler behind the fortified city walls, a common characteristic of Hausa states, right? And again, if you know, you've probably heard of Hausa before because that is a Nigerian group, right? It's a pretty famous one as well. So, you know, this amazing warrior, she was just 16 years old when her mother took power. So, you know, she was very young actually when she became the queen herself. And she chose to hone her military skills because, and then of course, she became one of the greatest warriors in Zarya. So there's so many great things about her. Like was mentioned before, she also she was really big on ensuring trade routes. So she wanted to ensure that the kingdom became the center of North-South Saharan trade and East-West Sudan trade. So she really was about not just growing the actual land that her kingdom control, but also allowing her people to gain and grow economically. So, I mean, pretty amazing, right? Now, have you ever heard of this queen? Have you ever heard of Queen Aminatu or Amina of the Zarya kingdom? Maybe not. I had never heard of her, but she's just another, again, example of all of these great female queen, again, queens and leaders that many of us never even heard of before. So, if you're interested in her, please, I invite you to do some research. You know, every Tuesday I try to introduce something new or someone new to you. So, hopefully, to spark your interest so that you can then go ahead and continue that research. Dive deeper into African history. And I've been doing a lot of research lately about different peoples, different groups, different tribes, all over the African continent. And it's truly fascinating. There are endless amounts of information and history to understand and know. And it really does start with having that curiosity and then kind of fanning that flame of curiosity to a white hot fire, you know? And all it takes is a spark, though. It all starts with a spark. And now that you have this spark, if this is interesting to you, if you want to learn more about this, and as you know, many of our people came from West Africa. And so it's very likely, it's not likely, but it's very possible that you may have some lineage there, you know? I think as Black people in America, especially, and in the diaspora at large, we were very much so disconnected from our roots. You know, our identity was hijacked. And that's something we never got back. And so, by learning more about the continent at large, where we came from, gets us closer to who we are. And that, of course, is the goal of this segment every single week. So, I hope that you enjoyed that tidbit of history about Queen Aminatu of the Zaria Kingdom in Nigeria. Black Healing Matters family, you know I love you. I hope you're having a great Tuesday. Now, again, if you like this episode, please do share, comment, like, send me a call in, right, an email, blackhealingmatters@gmail.com. Join us on the Facebook group. You know, we're getting new members of the Facebook group almost every day. Like, it's kind of like a constant trickle of people coming in, joining the group every day. And so, of course, be where the action is at. I post things there. People, group members post things all the time. Shout out to Tom for putting up a great post today. There's always, it's a dynamic group. So please do come over and join us on the Facebook page as well as on YouTube and SoundCloud. And on that note, Black Healing Matters family, I love you. Hope you're having a fantastic week. As always, stay blessed. Black Healing Matters. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.